For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott. In the spring of 1978, Louis Botto invited a handful of singers to his apartment to sight-read through some Renaissance music. Recognizing their potential, Botto set a date for their first concert. Now, 35 years later, Chanticleer brings a cappella music to millions, and they're coming to Bowling Green April 11th. 12 male voices ranging from bass to soprano.
That's absolutely correct.
Jace Whitting, you're the music director for Chanticleer. You're the only professional a cappella male ensemble in the U.S.?
Well, almost. We were for a while. There's one other ensemble now in Minnesota named Contus that is full-time and professional and have become so, I think, maybe in the last 10 years or so. But we've been around a little bit longer than them. This is our 35th anniversary season this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
An orchestra of voices and such a broad repertoire, blues, gospel, classical. Why not stick to early music, Renaissance, Jace?
Oh, there's just so much other music in the world. You know, the group was founded to explore music of the Renaissance, and it is still a major component of what we do. But very early in the group's history, as early as, well, the first recording even, the repertoire started to expand to include men's choruses, things from the Romantic period, even 20th century works, and as you said, gospel and jazz as well. You know, I think classical singers in general are asked often to just specialize in one thing, and that's all well and good, but it's certainly more exciting, I think, to us, to these singers anyhow, to be able to sing all these different styles.
What do you look for as you determine what pieces to prepare?
Of course, there are concerns of tessitura and vocal range. You know, can we sing it?
Yeah.
Can we sing it 120 nights a year? But more than that, first and foremost, things that we find interesting, either in terms of text or in terms of the composer and just the general beauty of the piece. And then there's the concern, of course, of how to fit it all together in a program that hopefully makes sense to the ear and to the mind as well.
What will be on the program April 11th?
Usually when we take a concert on tour, we try to showcase all the different things that we do. So we'll begin with works of the Renaissance that also incorporate Gregorian chants, so music that's nearly 1,000 years old at this point, both sacred and secular. We'll work through some newer compositions, three men's choruses by Elgar and Barber, and also by Grieg. And then the end of the first half is sort of the meat of the program in a lot of ways, and the bit that fits most closely to the theme, the Siren's Call. Three really wonderful pieces by Mahler. Then we have Die Lorelei by Mason Bates, who is a fabulous composer who's living and working in the San Francisco Bay Area and now all over the country. And then the very end of the first half is this epic piece by Jaakko Mantajärvi, who is a Finnish composer. That's a tribute to the lives of about 900 people who perished in the sinking of a cruise ship in the mid-1990s. The second half is a bit lighter, with some folk compositions from all over the world, and finishing with several arrangements of gospel and jazz, many of which were written for Chanticleer and some of which were written just in the past couple of years.
I long to see your smiling valley.
Chanticleer coming to Bowling Green for a free concert, part of the WKU Cultural Enhancement Series. The singing begins at 7:30 p.m. April 11th at Van Meter Hall. For WKU Public Radio, this is Lee Stott.